We know that funding an education for your children can be such a challenge, whether we're talking about higher learning, high school graduation, or if you are looking for school choice options and perhaps the options of sending them to a charter or to a parochial school. Well, now the Michigan House and Senate under GOP leadership has drafted a plan to give you an avenue to make saving for that education easier. It is not without some controversy, but it's certainly something that could ease the burden of a lot of families. And who better to talk with about it than Senator Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader for the GOP. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Guy. And before we get started, my condolences to you and your family. And I just hope it sounds like you're preparing to do this anyway, but I just hope you have a fantastic celebration of a couple of wonderful lives.
We will. One that served the state of Michigan and another that served his community. And thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. I should also say I appreciated the birthday serenade you left on my phone yesterday as well. You were in fine voice, my friend. So all of it, your friendship is so appreciated. Tell me about these opportunity scholarships and how they would work for Michigan families.
Sure. Listen, this experience that we've gone through for the last 18 or so months, it looks like it's going to continue for a while, has really put a lot of pressure on parents to find ways to supplement and enhance and complement the education that they're getting, regardless of what school they go to. And we found parents are really struggling to make ends meet and meet the needs of their students. And so, on top of record-setting funding for schools that we passed in a bipartisan way earlier this year, we wanted to complement that with another unique, not unique to Michigan, but not unique to our nation. There's 17 or 20 states, both Democrat and Republican-led, leaning, that have similar opportunity scholarships. And we wanted to include that in the mix so that parents have additional tools to help fill the gap. Our most recent M-STEP scores were actually a little worse than we anticipated, even though we knew it was going to be challenged because of all the school shutdowns and so forth. But this is intended to be a boost to parents and encourage them to be creative in finding other things that they can actually afford, hopefully, to complement their work in whatever school they go to, and to fill the gaps and, advance them as best as possible.
So we have this niggling little thing called the Blaine Amendment, though, in the Michigan Constitution, which acts as a firewall to keep state dollars from flowing to parochial schools. The idea being that state funds should go to public K through 12. Is that going to be an obstacle going forward? Because some folks are defining this tax credit as being a form of state funding. Do you expect there will be, I anticipate a legal challenge. Do you think this will be ruled as acceptable?
I do believe it'll be ruled as acceptable. This has been being worked on for a number of months, has had a lot of legal beagles attending to it and crafting the language. But I also, as you know, Guy, just about everything and anything in this world can be legally challenged. And so there's an expectation that this will indeed be legally challenged. But I think that it's been crafted in such a way that we're not using state money. And I also believe that this will actually enhance the overall amount of money Michigan taxpayers are actually paying for education, establishing it as a high priority as it always should be.
Yesterday, I know a lot of your colleagues in the Senate were working hard to jumpstart an investigation into the Whitmer administration's handling of the Benton Harbor lead in the water issue. Certainly, I think it's justified given the fact that this seems to have gone on far too long. But I've got to ask you, how do we keep that kind of investigation from going into the partisan zone, similar to what we saw with Rick Snyder, where there were challenges of racism, and it took on a much more political partisan tone, I believe, than it needed to do. How do we prevent that with this investigation?
So we have a very specifically and strategically designed and defined oversight committee in the Senate that was done purposefully by me personally. And mm-hmm. I think we will demonstrate the same kind of fairness and the same kind of thoroughness and the same kind of balance that we did when that committee did a very, in my mind anyway, a very thorough analysis of the election of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to be able to prohibit other people from throwing bombs and making accusations, but I can guarantee you our committee process will not delve into that.
Okay, and I certainly hope not, because, you know, honestly, you know, the one thing that we haven't heard, and I just, the way this is being approached seems to be somewhat different than the way it was with Rick Snyder. We haven't seen the racism charges leveled against her, but I would hope that we would still get the investigation that the people of Benton Harbor need and deserve. Moving forward today, we've got the big public hearings. Sure.
Guy, if I may add, you know, the governor has in her hands about $35 million of undeployed money that could be very quickly deployed and used for this application for Benton Harbor and really jumpstart the process. And so I would encourage anybody who is interested in this to, you know, contact the governor's office and say, listen, we understand that there's funding available that's already been appropriated. And so mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to go through the legislature now. And if the problem is it's being presented, then there are funds available to address it ASAP.
The redistricting process is ongoing in the state of Michigan. We're going to have our first public input opportunity today at TCF Center this afternoon here in Detroit. The commission has done its work. They have worked hard at this, and I think they have been well-intentioned in that effort. As you look at this from your perspective, concerns and also praise for their work, and I'm sure maybe a little bit of both.
Sure. I think that they've rolled their sleeves up and really embraced this process. I think that anybody who looks at the maps, comparing their maps currently to previous historical redistricting maps, would conclude that this gerrymandering notion is not limited to just the legislature creating maps. But I think in general they've done a pretty good job, and they've now it's going into the public notice period. And they have one thing I'll compliment them on is they have been very attentive and have accepted and embraced input. And so I encourage everybody in the state of Michigan who cares about this process to engage with that with them.
Senator Mike Shirkey, always appreciate your time and your efforts on behalf of the citizens of Michigan. And I know we'll talk soon as this process moves forward. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Guy. Have a great day, sir.